Knees chest tension. Cobra. Down dog. Okay. Sorry. Right leg up, left leg up, sorry. Right leg up to me. Uttanasana on the top. Uttanasana. Then keep moving, one side moving. Hands down, right leg back. Stretch. The groin, knee on the floor. Left leg back. Right. Knees, chest and chin. Cobra. Down dog. Left leg forward. Right leg forward. Bend over. Down. Tadasana. Namaste. Just do one more. Breathe in. Hands down. Inhale, Tadasana. Exhale, Uttanasana with a cloud. Hands down, left leg back. Right leg back, right. Knees, chest, and chin. Cobra. Down dog. Right leg forward. Left leg forward. Uttanasana with a cloud. Tadasana, arms up. Then keep moving. Uttanasana on the path. Right leg back. Left leg back, plank. Knees, chest, and chin. Cobra. Down dog. Right leg forward. Left leg to knee. Uttanasana with a cloud. Tadasana. Hands to your namaste. Come down to seated. Legs in front of you. Left leg forward. Right heel into your muladhara chakra. We're going to skip the half poses, okay? So come down into a full Jnana Shavasana over your left leg. And breathe through your muladhara. Don't breathe through your nose. Pretend you are breathing through your muladhara. Breathe out five. Breathe in five. Breathe out four. Breathe in four. Breathe out three. Breathe in three. Breathe out two. Breathe in two. Breathe out one. Breathe in one. Come up to sitting, switch legs. Left heel into muladhara. And come down over your right leg into Jnana Shavasana. Breathe out five. Breathe in five. Breathe out four. Breathe in four. Breathe out three. Breathe in three. Breathe out two. Breathe in two. Breathe out one. Breathe in one. Come to sitting. In Baddha Konasana. We just did what chakra?
Muladhara.
What did we do to the muladhara? We put pressure, which is untwisting. Untwisting. Okay? Now we're doing what?
Stretching.
Stretching. Okay. So So with your five breaths, just straight, open your feet if you can. Breathe out five. Breathe in five. Breathe out four. Breathe in four. Breathe out three. Breathe in two. Breathe out two. Breathe in two. Breathe out one. Breathe in one. Come down over your feet. If you can, touch your head. Five. Breathe in five. Breathe out four. Breathe in four. Breathe out three. Breathe in two. Breathe out three. Breathe in two. Breathe out one. Breathe in one. Come up to sitting. Change your legs to just a comfortable cross. And then we'll do what? We have to gather the prana, right? Gather the prana. Which is how do we do it?
Contractions,
okay? Between the poo-poo and the pee-pee place, okay? Alright. So breathe regularly and do contractions a little faster than that. In the pain. Tense and release, tense and release, tense and release. Chin Sung, we have to distribute the prana. Dap Chin Sung. That is going to be Dap Chin Sung. One, two, three, breathe in, breathe out. Three more. Not on your sit bones, on your pull-up. Do three sets, okay? On your own feet, three sets. Thank you. you can imagine that you are breathing out of the top of your tailbone. You are breathing in and out of the top of your tailbone. Breathe out five. Breathe out four. Breathe in four. Breathe out three. Breathe in three. Breathe out two. Breathe in two. Breathe out one. Breathe in one. Come up to sitting. Bend both of your legs, soles of your feet on the floor. Extend your arms, stretch your fingers, and then come into Namasana. If you can, straighten your legs. If you can't, just come up with your bent knees. Hold for five. Four. Stretch your fingers. Three. Smile. Smile, Teddy. Two. Knee to the floor. Raise your left arm. Just over your right knee with a namaste. Five. Breathe out four. Breathe in four. Breathe out three. Breathe in three. 2. Breathe in 2. Breathe out 1. Breathe in 1. Bring your left leg forward into Uttanasana. Do another Uttanasana. Stretch again. Stretching the Manipura chakra. Breathe out 5. Chin mudra on your knees. Without tightening your ida and pingla, what's that mean?
No frowning.
No frowning. Okay? Smiling. Okay? We're gonna do a couple of them in like 10 or 15 minutes. Okay, ready? Breathe in. Start clockwise. Stop, take a deep breath out. Deep breath in. We finished Manipura. We're doing the before work version, right? Then extend both your legs on the floor, sitting. Bend your left knee, put the foot outside the right knee. And we'll do a Matsyendrasana to the left, okay? Raise your right arm and twist to the left. Keep your arm extended like this and hands and fingers like stretched. Hold for 5. Twist to the other side. And then a vinyasa into down dog. And hold down dog. So we're working at the heart chakra. The heart chakra needs more work because there are 3 dots around the heart chakra. So we'll be doing more poses for the heart chakra. Right foot forward to meet it. And come up to standing. Namaste at the chest. Clasp your hands. Raise to the sky. And then bend to the left. Bend to your right. I'm sorry. Thank you. So we are stretching which nadi now?
Hita.
We are stretching Hita. Okay? Prana will flow easier to the Hita. At the heart, which is the most important place. Very important to tuck your tailbone here. Straighten your elbows. point your right foot towards the back wall. Left hand to the sky. Shorten your stance, okay? It's not a Trikonasana stance. It's not a normal Trikonasana stance. It's a little bit shorter. Okay? This is a different kind of Trikonasana that they do in the older ashrams in India, okay? Make contact between your left ear and your left bicep, okay? Make contact between your ear and your left arm, yeah. Now go over into Trikonasana, but don't lose the contact. You won't be able to go very far. Don't lose, you must touch your, this much touch. Don't lose the contact. So you can't go so far, don't worry about it. You are stretching which nadi? Yeah. Okay. This is making you less starbucky. Five. Look at the ceiling, palm to the ground. Four. Smile. Three. I'm gonna tickle people. Two. One. Come up to standing. Shift your left foot to the front. Right arm up. Make contact between your arm and your ear. Make contact. Don't lose the contact and go over into Trikonasana. This is a better stretch for your side channels. Pingala. This is making you less upset when you don't get your Starbucks. Okay? Five. Four. Three. Two. One. Straighten. And step to the front of your mat. Come down into a squat. And then down on your back. Then up into a half shoulder step. Viparita Tarani. Half shoulder step. Some people say, Geshe-la, I feel better if I bring my legs almost down into Havasana. Some people say that. Some people say, I like my legs straight up. Some people say, I like my legs halfway. Doesn't matter which way you do it, but I want you to feel pressure behind your heart. Not on your neck, not on your shoulders. The pressure should be behind your heart, okay? You are pressing your Anahata Chakra into the ground, okay? The pressure should be behind your heart. Some people like to bring their legs almost all the way down into Halasana. It doesn't matter. You can experiment either way, but the pressure should not be at your Vishuddha Chakra, the pressure should be at your Anahata Chakra. You should feel contact and pressure behind your heart. This is the most important place of all. inside your chest. You honor Sara Yogis, you can sink your spine down into your heart and do a God friend here. Hold for five. Four. Smile. Three. Smile. Two. Smile. One. Release. Pillow your head in your hands. Look to the right. Stretch your left arm straight out, away from your head. And then turn over on your left side. And then come to your back on your left. Come to your back. We'll do five horse rolls at Giling Jidem, right? Giling Jidem, at your own speed, okay? You can watch Teddy if you're not sure what it is. Please come all the way back and all the way forward. Okay, exhale all the way back, and then all the way forward. It's almost like a halasana when you're going back. So five cross rolls. Exhale, coming towards your head. Inhale, coming out towards your feet. Do here is focus on your Ajna Chakra a little bit, okay? So you focus between your eyes and then a little bit higher, Ajna Chakra. Close your eyes. Focus your mind inside of your head about an inch, okay? So go into your head about an inch in your forehead. And keep your mind there, hold your mind there. This will help to open the Ajna Chakra. Turn your eyes up a little bit towards the top of your head. Don't open your eyes, but turn your eyes up towards the top of your head. It will help. Down slowly into Hamasana and then roll out to lying on your back. Slowly. extend your left arm over your head and turn over on your belly. Turn over to your left, onto your belly. Okay, come into child's pose. We finished all the lower chakras. We did the muladhara. We did untwisting, stretching, bringing in the prana, distributing the prana. Then we moved up to Svadhisthana. Then we did Manipura. Then we did Anahata. We just finished the Shuddha with the shoulders bent. And now we'll be doing the last chakra, Sahasrara. We're working on the last chakra, Sahasrara. So if you have a headstand and it's comfortable for you, please come into a headstand. If you don't have a headstand, then do what Teddy's going to show you to do. Just halfway up. This puts pressure on the Sahasrara chakra, it's enough. I'm going to hold you guys for 25 breaths, okay? If you feel any discomfort, any pain, then come down. If you don't feel comfortable, come down into child's pose. We'll hold for 25. Come down slowly, gracefully, and stay in child's pose. Don't raise your head. Keep your head down, come into child's pose. Giving you a little massage. Some of you, we kept everybody, but if you don't feel comfortable, just shake your head. Please start to move your toes and fingers. Turn your head from side to side. And slowly come up to sitting. And we'll do one all together. Michael McGinley. Oh, okay.
Jingwang. Anushika. Ocean Yan. Yoga Lady Francis. Jumak Thurman. Shelly Jackson.
She's not here.
Deva Biswas. Thank you. Good job. Samra. Margie Dow. Wendy Will.
Wyatt.
Deva Chan. Natalie. Michael Lau.
Martin.
Sean Gere.
Sean, he left for the school.
Okay. In Tibet, they say the old woman's teeth, some are missing. Okay. Chris Boone. Jorkin. Somebody asked me about books that I have, and we have about 10,000 free pages of material online in English, and courses online that are free if you'd like to do. And if you'd like more information about that, I will email it to you. But please make sure. Do we have an email?
We passed around the notebook and asked everyone to put down their email at the start of the class. If you haven't, please.
Is there anywhere
it is?
Yeah. Or
it's right there.
Yeah?
Please just leave us your email if you'd like to hear about
Geshe's
coming back to Hong Kong.
So maybe could you stay at the door and people can put your email on that? And then there's a talk tonight, I don't know where, but.
Yeah, if you're interested, you can come and talk to me.
Okay, there's a talk tonight that I'm giving in Hong Kong when we leave tomorrow. So if you're interested, it's a little bit tough, okay?
It's in Shenzhen.
It's a little bit, how do you say?
Awesome.
No.
Challenging.
It's a little bit challenging talk, okay? It's really for the older students, but if you want to come for fun and get a headache, you're welcome to come. So thank you very much for coming, and we'll see you again. Maybe we try to do yoga sutra together.
Yes, thank you.
We should, if we want Geshe-la to come to do yoga sutra, let's all ask him. Please come to yoga sutra.
Thank you very much for coming. I know you're busy and I know you have a lot of classes and I know, I'm guessing you didn't get paid for this. But thank you very much for coming. It's an honor to teach you. You're the future of yoga in Asia, right? It's pure yoga. Really, I believe that. In Taipei, Singapore, here, you are the future of yoga. You can help millions of people from here, you know? You are special people. Like I said at the beginning, yeah, you're a special people. So I'm very happy to meet you, and I hope we can have a long relationship, and we can learn Yoga Sutra together and many things. Okay, so thank you for coming.
Thank you.